All right. Welcome in, everyone, to another deep dive here. And today, we are going to be looking at grandparent visitation rights.
Ooh.
Specifically, a case out of Louisiana, Barry v. McDaniel.
Okay.
This is a fascinating case. It really gets into kind of that conflict between the rights of parents and the rights of grandparents when it comes to, you know, spending time with
visitation.
With children. So, yeah. We have some pretty cool resources for this. We've got sort of our basic podcast guidance on this case. We've got a pretty detailed case brief, as a standard case brief as well. So lots to cover, as always. And yeah, I think our mission today is to try to extract the core principles of this case, really figure out what it is that makes Barry v. McDaniel so important, especially for folks out there in Collin, the legal field, law students, maybe even practicing attorneys. I mean, it's a very, very relevant topic, I would think.
Absolutely. I think you hit the nail on the head there with identifying that central conflict, right, between the rights of the parents and the rights of the grandparents. And this case really lays it all out there and shows how the Louisiana courts try to balance those two very important rights.
Yeah. And you know, we can't talk about this without going back and thinking about Troxell v. Granville, right?
Of course.
That was a huge Supreme Court case back in 2000. Yeah. What was it that Troxell v. Granville really hammered home for us?
I think what Troxell v. Granville did is it emphasized the fundamental right of parents to make these decisions about the care and the custody and the control of their children. The court was kind of pushing back against states trying to open up these broad avenues for non-parents to come in and make these decisions. And so it really sets a very high bar for any state law that would allow someone other than a parent, like a grandparent, to have visitation rights when the parents object.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's really the framework
that
hangs over everything, right? I mean, that's absolutely, yeah. So let's get into the specifics of Barry v. McDaniel. What is the story here? What are we dealing with?
Well, the facts of this case are really kind of poignant. It centers around these maternal grandparents, the Babins, and they're seeking visitation with their granddaughter, Madeline. Unfortunately, Madeline's mother, who was their daughter, passed away. And after her death, Madeline's father remarried. And his new wife, Christina McDaniel, legally adopted Madeline. And, you know, that adoption is a key fact here. It kind of really solidifies that new parental unit in the eyes of the law.
Yeah, so you've got these grandparents, the Babins, who presumably had, you know, built a relationship with their granddaughter, and then all of a sudden that's, you know, potentially going to be limited or even cut off completely. Mm-hmm. So that's when they went to the legal system.
Yeah.
What happened there? What was that initial court case like?
Well, the Babins went to the trial court and they were seeking visitation rights under Louisiana's grandparent visitation statute. This is Louisiana revised statute 9.344. And what's really interesting is the trial court upheld the constitutionality of the statute, which, you know, kind of goes back to what we were just talking about with Troxell. And they granted visitation to the grandparents, but then they also, kind of importantly here, found the McDaniels, the father and the adoptive mother, in contempt of court, alleging that they hadn't been complying with this court-ordered visitation schedule. And this contempt finding, which, you know, there were penalties involved, like a fine even, having to make up visitation days, it really became a central point in the appeal.
Wow, so the trial court really took the side of the grandparents there.
They did.
Yeah, interesting. So then we go to the appeals court.
Yeah.
And the McDaniels raised, I think it was five?
Yeah.
Main issues, right? What were they?
Yeah. They had five key points that they wanted the appellate court to consider. They argued, first of all, that the contempt ruling was procedurally flawed. There was something wrong with how the trial court reached that decision. Secondly, they directly challenged the constitutionality of the Louisiana grandparent visitation statute itself. Third, they said even if the statute is constitutional, it was wrongly applied in this case. Fourth, they contended that the visitation schedule ordered by the trial court was too burdensome. And finally, they argued that the Babins didn't actually prove that visitation was in Madeline's best interest, which is, you know, one of the requirements under the statute.
Yeah, so they really came at it from every angle there.
They really did. Yeah.
So let's unpack some of the legal concepts that are really at play here.
Yeah.
One that comes up time and time again in our sources is this idea of burden of proof. Who has the burden of proof in this type of case?
That's a great question. It's a really important distinction. Because under the Louisiana law, specifically LAR RS 9.344, the burden of proof rests with the grandparents who are seeking visitation. They have to convince the court of two things. First, that their request is reasonable. And then second, and this is the big one, that visitation is in the best interest of the child. And this is kind of a key difference from a typical custody battle between two parents, where you sort of start with the assumption that both parents are fit and acting in the best interest of the child. Here, the grandparents are the ones that have to come forward and really make the case that, hey, visitation's a good idea, even though parents are objecting.
Yeah, so there's like a presumption that the parents are doing the right thing.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, that makes sense. Another legal concept, it was mentioned, is the abuse of discretion standard that appellate courts use. Can you explain what that means?
Yeah, sure. Abuse of discretion is really all about giving deference to the trial court. The appellate court saying, look, the trial judge, he's the one down there in the trenches. He's the one who was there in the courtroom. He heard the live testimony. He saw how the witnesses acted and reacted. And unless his findings of fact were just way off base, like really unreasonable, we're going to defer to him. Yeah. So it's not just that the appellate court, you know, might disagree with trial court. It's really got to be something egregious, you know, a clear error of fact, the wrong legal standard, something that no reasonable judge would have decided based on what he saw and heard.
Yeah, it's kind of like saying, hey,
yeah,
he was there, we weren't.
Right.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
So now let's actually get into the court's analysis and reasoning here in Berry v. McDaniel. The first issue they addressed was the trial court's contempt ruling. What did they find?
This is really interesting. So the appellate court actually reversed the trial court's contempt ruling. And it all came down to a really specific rule in the Louisiana law. Article 225B of the Louisiana Code of Civil Procedure says that when in court finds someone in contempt, they have to very specifically say what facts led them to that decision. And in this case, the appellate court found that the trial judge didn't really do that. He didn't identify exactly what actions the McDaniels did that amounted to contempt, didn't lay out the specific facts to support his decision. And the appellate court even noted that the trial judge himself acknowledged he had some memory lapses because it was been a while since the original case. So because of this procedural error, like a failure to really create a clear record of what happened and when, the appellate court said, look, we have no choice but to reverse the contempt finding. You know, it may seem like a kind of a technicality, but this really emphasizes how important it is to follow procedure to the letter of the law, you know, even when it feels like, okay, everyone knows what happened here.
So even though the McDaniels may have messed up, you know, violated the order.
Right.
The fact that there wasn't clear documentation, that was enough to overturn the contempt ruling.
Exactly.
Interesting. So then what about the big constitutional question, right? Did the appellate court strike down the Louisiana grandparent visitation statute altogether?
No, they actually upheld the constitutionality of the statute, which is Louisiana RS 9.344. But they did. So with a very important condition, a very important understanding of how to read that statute, they basically said, look, this statute assumes that parents are fit to make decisions. And it really puts the burden on those grandparents to prove that what they're asking for is reasonable and in the child's best interest. And this interpretation is really key because it aligns the Louisiana law with what the U.S. Supreme Court said in Troxell v. Granville, right? Troxell, which we talked about at the beginning, said, we've got to give special weight to a parent's decisions about their kids. And so by saying, hey, grandparents, you've really got to make a strong case here, the Louisiana court kind of ensured that their state law wasn't stepping on the toes of those fundamental parental rights. So it's not that, you know, grandparent rights were more important, but the Westock Act, the statute gives them a way to make their case when the situation really calls for it.
Okay, yeah, that clarifies things. So it's not like a automatic green light for grandparents. Yeah. It's more like a pathway for them to, you know, demonstrate a need.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay. And what about the argument that the statute was wrongly applied in this specific case and that the Babbins hadn't really shown that visitation was in Madeline's best interest?
Well, on that point, the appellate court agreed with the trial court. Remember, the trial court said, look, the Babbins have met their burden of proof. They've shown us through the evidence, you know, about their relationship with Madeline, that visitation makes sense here and it's good for her.
Mm-hmm.
And the appellate court basically said, you know, unless the trial judge was way off base, we're going to stick with his judgment, especially on an issue like this where he's the one who actually heard everyone testify. And they decided that the trial court hadn't abused its discretion. So despite the McDaniels' arguments, the visitation was upheld.
Interesting. So, again, the appellate court is really putting a lot of stock in that initial trial court's decision making.
A lot of deference, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And then what about the schedule itself? The McDaniels also claimed that the visitation schedule that was ordered was too burdensome.
Right. They said, look, this is too disruptive to our family life. And again, the appellate court basically said, we trust the trial judge's call on this one. Mm. They looked at the schedule and said, well, it seems reasonable. It tries to balance the grandparents' rights with the parents' rights and the child's needs. And
yeah,
we're not going to second guess the trial court, you know, especially given that he's the one who really understands the dynamics of this specific family. So they upheld that schedule as well.
Yeah. So it really seems like the only time that the appellate court really stepped in was when there was like a clear procedural error, you know, like with the contempt ruling.
Right. Exactly.
But otherwise, it was really about deference.
Yeah.
Now, there was a concurring opinion from Justice Whipple.
Yeah.
In this case, too.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. Justice Whipple wrote separately, and I think his opinion is really important because he basically wanted to say, look, even though grandparents have rights in these situations, those rights can never, ever trump the parents' rights. Parents are the ones who have the ultimate say in how their children are raised. And so he agreed with the outcome of the case, but he really wanted to drive that point home, that the courts have to be so, so careful not to overstep their bounds and to make sure that they're always protecting that core parental right to make decisions for their kids.
Yeah, and it is a really fine line, right?
Oh, absolutely.
You want to protect the rights of parents, but at the same time, sometimes those grandparent relationships,
yeah,
are so important to a child. It's tough.
It is. It's a real balancing act.
Yeah, definitely. So, for our listeners, especially those, you know, in law school or thinking about going into family law, what would you say are some of the big key takeaways from Berry v. McDaniel?
I think there's a lot to learn here. I mean, first of all, it shows how crucial it is to follow those procedural rules, wow, you know, to really dot your I's and cross your T's. Because as we saw, even something that seems like a technicality can lead to a whole decision being reversed. Second, Berry v. McDaniel shows just how important the burden of proof is, right? In this case, putting that burden on the grandparents to really demonstrate the need for visitation. That's a big part of what allowed the statute to survive that constitutional challenge. And then finally, you know, you can't escape the fact that family law is all about finding balance, right? Balancing the rights of parents with the best interests of the child. And sometimes factoring in those important relationships with extended family, it's not easy and there are no simple solutions.
Yeah, it's complicated. But I think Berry v. McDaniel,
mm-hmm,
really gives us some good insight into how Louisiana is trying to strike that balance,
yeah,
you know, while still, yeah, respecting those core parental rights.
Absolutely. And I think this case, you know, going beyond just the specifics of the law raises some, yeah, really interesting questions that we all should be thinking about. When does the involvement of extended family, you know, really benefit, huh, a child? And when might it actually harm a child? You know, when does it start to infringe on the parents' ability to make the best choices for their kids? These are complicated questions with no easy answers, but I think Berry v. McDaniel gives us a really good framework to start grappling with them.
Yeah, and I think it's a conversation,
yeah,
that needs to continue, right? Because families are evolving.
Yeah, and, absolutely.
And the law needs to keep up.
It does.
All right, well, that's going to wrap up this deep dive on grandparent visitation rights. Thanks for joining us, everyone. And we will see you next time for another fascinating case.
Sounds good.